Next summer in Scotland, the first non-internet show since the pandemic began, and some Scottish songs today on the Pub Songs Podcast. It's time for the Pub Songs Podcast, Celtic and geek music and news from Mark Gunn, the Celt Father, reimagining pub life at pubsong.net. Grab a pint, sláinte.
Come ye by the lad with the billy, down by the Tummore banks of the Gerry. Saw ye the lads with their bonnets and white cockades, leaving the mountains to follow for Shirley. Follow thee, why would not follow thee, long has thou loved and trusted us fairly. Cheerly, cheerly, why would not follow thee, a king of the heathen hearts, bonny for Shirley. I have but one son, my gallant young Donald. If I had 10, they should follow Glengarry. Health to MacDonald and gallant Clan Ronald. These are the men who'll die for their charity. Follow thee, why wouldn't I follow thee? Long has thou loved, trusted us fairly. Charity, charity, why wouldn't I follow thee? King of the heathen hearts, bonny for charity. I'll go the lucky Lenapin and kneel to them, down by Lord Murray and Roy of Kildarley. Brave Macintosh, he shall fly to the fields of them. These are the men I can trust with my charity. Follow thee, why wouldn't I follow thee? Long has thou loved, trusted us fairly. Charity, charity, why wouldn't I follow thee? King of the healing hearts, bonny for charity. Down through the lowlands, down with the Whigamore, loyal true Highlanders, down with them rarely. Ronald and Donald drive on with the breaking more, over the necks of the foes of Pritchardly. Follow thee, why wouldn't I follow thee? Long has thou loved and trusted us fairly. Charity, charity, why wouldn't I follow thee? King of the heathen hearts, bonny Pritchardly. Follow thee, why wouldn't I follow thee? Long has thou loved and trusted us fairly. Charity, charity, why wouldn't I follow thee? King of the heathen hearts, bonny Prince Charity.
Welcome to the Pub Songs Podcast. They're a virtual public house for Celtic geek culture online. My name is Mark Gunn. Today's show is brought to you by my Gun Runners on Patreon. Subscribe to the podcast and download the free music when you sign up at pubsong.net. I kicked off the show with Come Ye by Athol. It's from my CD, Scottish Songs of Drinking and Rebellion. And this is going to be a very different episode. I feel like I'm sort of hodgepodging it together. In fact, I recorded the first song and first part of the show at the earlier today, and now it's the evening time, and I'm going to record everything but the music, and then tomorrow I'm going to record the music. At least that's my plan. I don't know if that's going to come together like this or not. We'll see what happens. It's been one of those days, you know. I have the girls at home, and the neighbors across the street decided they were going to cut down a tree because it was infested with ants, and so because of that, there was noise constantly outside the window. So the girls went over to some friend's house. And then they came back from their friend's house and were not getting along with the friends. So they ended up spending the day here. That's when I recorded the first part while they were gone, because the truck had finally stopped making all the noise so that they could empty it and come back with another one. Anyways, it was a trip of a day. And so now I'm trying to get this done so I can release it on my Tuesday schedule for tomorrow's the 23rd. We'll see what happens. In the meantime, I did want to let you know that I did my first online show, or offline show, since the pandemic started. I was at the Lost Druid on Saturday for their summer solstice 1-year anniversary. They opened their doors a year ago, and so, which is fantastic for them. I'm really proud of that place, not only because they have some awesome beer, but that they made it through the first year, especially when the last 3 months they've been probably running on fumes, I'm no doubt. I don't know their business model, but I'm sure things are stressed. There was a decent number of people who came out, and I don't know if this is a regular look at their attendance, but I was very pleased with the number of people who showed up for the show. I had some friends that came. There was a couple other groups of fans who came out to the show. it was a really nice show. And I thought I'd share a little bit about, you know, some of the concerns that I think I've heard people asking about these shows. And so here we go. So first off, the venue is normally, or when I played it the last couple times, it was all indoors. We were playing inside the building, but they have these great doors, windowed doors that open up, you know, roll up, and then you can open it up to the entire area. From what I understand, the sound was a little bit muddier on the inside, not too bad outside. I was playing on the inside, and it was a little bit awkward playing on the inside, not mostly because the way I like to, you know, I'm now on a completely wireless setup, so I can move around as much as I want to. But because of the pandemic and COVID-19, I'm trying not to move around. I'm trying not to expel a whole bunch of liquid from my lungs into people's faces, you know? So I'm standing back playing in my little area. So I wasn't as mobile as I was used to. I also found myself, I think there was a feeling of, got to relearn how to do this, learn how to put on a show in front of an actual audience and such. And when people aren't, you know, packed together, which is what usually you want as a musician, well, it changes the vibe and the energy of the show. So I made adjustments, nevertheless. And the place had made adjustments, too. All the tables were spread apart 6 feet from each other. All the staff was wearing masks. When you go up to the bar, you had to wear a mask to make place your orders or food or whatever you wanted. When the food was delivered, you know, they were wearing masks. Most people at the tables, not so much, you know, you're spread out 6 feet and just enjoying a drink. So people were, you know, maskless in those situations, but it felt pretty nice. I mean, having to wear the mask is the awkward thing, and that's just the fact of life right now. But I felt like it was really well done. Once I saw how it was laid out, I felt like, you know, confident about the safety and health of the people out there. So I was happy to see that. And I think others will agree with it. There's a couple of groups of fans who came out, and they were just happy to hear some music. And that is one of the nice things, is that there is nothing like hearing live music. Live music, people playing right there in front of you. There's just nothing like it. And it's something I've been missing. And I never realized how much I missed it until the past few months. And then I've missed it pretty bad. All in all, I felt like the show went well. The performance, it was good. I don't think it was my best. I feel like I'm not used to playing in front of people, and I'm not used to working that audience interaction, which is one of the things that I pride myself with my shows. So I have to do some relearning, I think. So we'll see what happens there. All right. So I did a whole bunch of lyrics updates, and I list a whole bunch in the show notes. Reaver's Lullaby, Why Do You Torture Me, Mingley Boat Song, She's Shiny, Zombie Love Song, Gollum Blues, Harry Potter and the Rising of the Moon, Purple Flower, Soul of a Harper, Thorne's Eulogy, and Elves. Not only did I update them make sure the lyrics were updated, I also made sure that the chords, so you can play the songs, were updated. Plus, I made sure that I added videos for every song that has a video. All on the pages. If you follow the links at pubsong.com, you will find all that information. There's a new video that I did. It's Inara's fairy walk for her birthday. I took her out to see this little fairy grove in nearby woods, and it was a nice little excursion. It's a pretty short video, but it was cute. Finally, before we get into, no, I think, you know, we're going to go ahead and do a song. I'm going to do I'm a Rover, Seldom Sober, also from my Scottish Songs of Drinking and Rebellion CD.
I'm a rover, seldom sober, I'm a rover of high degree. It's when I'm drinking, I'm always thinking how to gain my love's company. Though the night be as dark as a dungeon. Not a star can be seen above. I will be guided without a stumble into the arms of my own true love. I'm a rover, seldom sober. I'm a rover of high degree. And when I'm drinking, I'm always thinking how to gain my love's company. He stepped up to her bedroom window, kneeling gently upon a stone. He whispers through her bedroom window, my darling dear, do you lie alone? I'm a rover, seldom sober. I'm a rover of high degree. It's when I'm drinking, I'm always thinking how to gain my love's company. It's only me, your own true lover. So open the door and let me in, for I have come on a long night's journey, and I'm near drenched to the skin. Yeah! I'm a rover, seldom sober. I am a rover of high degree. It's when I'm drinking, I'm always thinking how to gain my love's company. She opened the door with the greatest pleasure. She opened the door and she let him in. They both shook hands and embraced each other until the morning they lay as one. I'm a rover, seldom sober. I'm a rover of high degree. That's when I'm drinking, I'm always thinking how to gain my love's company. Says I, my love, I must go and leave you to climb the hills, they are far above. But I will climb with the greatest pleasure since I've been in the arms of my love. I'm a rover, seldom sober. I'm a rover of high degree. That's when I'm drinking, I'm always thinking how to gain my love's company. Yeah! I'm a rover, seldom sober. I'm a rover of high degree. That's when I'm drinking, I'm always thinking how to gain my love's company.
So every year I take a group of people on a Celtic invasion vacation, and we don't see everything. Instead, we stay in one area. We get to know the region through its culture, history, and legends. And you can join me with an auditory and visual adventure through podcasts and videos. Go to CelticInvasion.com. Now, we are going to Scotland in 2021. Yes, I have officially made those plans. In fact, I booked a castle. Have you done that? There's nothing like booking a castle. Just mentally, it's just kind of awesome. What can I say? There's this castle my wife found in Invergar Castle, I think it's called. I'm drawing a blank on the name. Helensburgh, I think it might be. Scotland, which is located about 20-minute drive from Loch Lomond. It's in that whole area. It's on Loch Gar. And there's this gorgeous castle that you could rent. And it's for a large group. But my family is coming. And we have some friends who are also going to be coming. They're actually going to be doing a sort of a separate trip. They're not actually a part of the Celtic invasion, although they will be a part of the meals and all that stuff. But in general, it's going to be, you know, so, two different groups. We have the family stuff, and then the Celtic invasion that will be happening. So because of that, I was like, you know, let's just book a castle. I ran into one challenge, and that was when I was looking at the renting it, there is a no refund policy, which on the one hand, I can respect that, and I have no desire to actually get a refund, per se. I want to make this happen no matter what. But it's, the practical part of me was like, well, I should make sure that we can pull this off, because if there's any problems, if there are any problems like we've had this year, where my entire trip is canceled, it would be nice if I could get a refund. So I did go back, and we got the updated, I contacted them and got an updated refund policy, which it's still not spectacular, but it's doable. And, you know, like I said, we're planning on going, making it happen in 2021. It'll either be a family trip, or it'll be a family trip plus Celtic invasion of Scotland. And we'll see how it works out. I don't know exactly what to think about this, but I am excited because, again, Loch Lomond is one of my favorite songs, one of my favorite Scottish songs to sing. And so, you know, I was excited about that, but also this whole area, there's a whole bunch of castles and lochs, you know, some gorgeous countryside. So there's a whole bunch that I'm looking forward to seeing and doing while we're there. I don't have any details for the 2021 Celtic Invasion. It actually isn't even officially open. So again, if you want to be on the list that opens, then go to CelticInvasion.com. I am planning a podcast episode where I'm going to talk about specific thoughts and facts about Celtic Invasion of Scotland. So if you'd like to be a part of that, sign up to the mailing list at CelticInvasion.com, and I will send you that information when it becomes available. Right now, the tentative plan is, the way I typically do this, is I will officially open it to past Celtic invaders, people who've already been on my trips. You know, if you've been on it and you keep coming on my trips, man, more power to you. You get first dibs. So this can be problematic because it could be very well likely that I will sell out before the trip actually officially opens. That's one of the challenges. Now, technically speaking, there's a lot of space in this castle, so that might not necessarily be an issue at all. But I have to, that's the other thing I have to do, is sit down. How many specific rooms and spots do we have available? So I can find out how many people will fit in this castle. It says 21, but who knows? I'm going to find out. In any case, I will officially open it to invaders. And once they have decided who's going to be part of this, then I will open it, the rest of it open to everyone else. And that will happen probably in September for the general opening. Now, there will be a waiting list as well, because I'm sure that there will be people who are going to be like, I want to be on this trip. And some people are going to get scared and say, I'm not so sure I really want to be on this trip because of COVID-19. So that option will be available. So don't you worry. We'll see how it works out. Again, the Celtic invasion of Ireland just sold out so quick. It was awesome. But I can only take so many people on my trips, and that's just the way it is. So hopefully you can join me this year. Now, I don't really have any pub chat news. I have not gotten any feedback that I was able to compile into any. One of the challenges with putting together these show notes and having an interactive part about this is that I need people to actually send me feedback. I need someone to, you know, put the hashtag pubsongs and say, put this in the podcast sometimes, to tell me that, so that I just don't respond to you directly and then forget to add it to the podcast, which I think is what might have happened this past couple weeks. But who knows? Maybe I just totally forgot. Nevertheless, I was going to put this also up on record this live for YouTube, but I'm feeling a little bit overwhelmed with this podcast, which is why I figured I can just change it up. You know, it doesn't have to be the same way every time. If I can't do a live version, oh well. But I did get some more ideas for a photo series, and so I'll try to include at least a picture or two of something from the podcast, from my CDs, in the show notes. And if you would like to, number one, if you want to chat in the pub, you can send me your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the Pub Songs podcast? Send a written comment along with any pictures to mark@markgun.com. You can also take a picture of one of my CDs and put it in an interesting way. Put it on your head or in your nose. I don't know. Just have fun. Just do something interesting with it. And you can also, of course, chat in the Celtic Geeks group on Facebook. All right, here's another song from my upcoming CD, Selkuth. This is Kilty Pleasure.
Let me tell you who I am. Red-blooded American. I work 12-hour days, sweating hard for crap pay. The days are far too long. When at last the weekend comes, the pants go in the bin, and the kilt comes. comes on again. Some days I wake up with a joyful expression as I wrap my kilt round my waist. I latch on my sporran and pull up my stockings, a smile grows on my face. Then I'm off to the pub or the fair or the fest. A wee swing goes in each step. Cause I'm American born and Celtic forever, and both are truly blessed. I may never know what it means to be normal, nor have I knowingly cared. I will dance the streets, though it makes you uncomfortable. My kilt will fly in the air. Cause it's my kilty pleasure. Cause it's my kilty pleasure. Some say that I'm strange, or call me a girl. They like to make fun of me. I blow their jokes off because I am proud of my Scottish ancestry. But I'm also proud of the blood in my veins, as different as our country. My kilt is a symbol of the land that I love and all of its diversity. I may never know what it means to be normal, nor have I knowingly cared. I will dance in the streets, though it makes you uncomfortable. My kilt will fly in the air, cause it's my kilty pleasure. Cause it's my kilty pleasure. You can say what you like, but the times they are changing. We celebrate our differences. Be black, brown, or white, I will fight for your right, cause I know what it means to be scared. See, my family wore kilts, and we fought in Culloden. We Celts were all one time oppressed. So I'll tear down your walls with my southern draw, while donning my Highland dress. I may never know what it means to be normal, nor have I knowingly cared. I will dance in the streets, though it makes you uncomfortable. My kilt will fly in the air, cause it's my kilty pleasure. I may never know what it means to be normal, nor have I knowingly cared. I will dance in the streets, though it makes you uncomfortable. My kilt will fly in the air, cause it's my kilty pleasure. Cause it's my kilty pleasure. Cause it's my kilty pleasure.
Upcoming shows, June 24th, this Wednesday, I'm doing Coffee with a Celt Father, and that's going to be on Facebook. If you don't get a chance to watch this show live, I highly recommend that you check the replay. It'll be up on Facebook. I'm going to try to remember to record it. The reason I say that is because these are all songs that I co-wrote with my friend Ree Sheridan Rose. She and I have had a long history of writing songs together, starting with what became my first CD title, but it was released on the Brobdingnagian Bard CD, Soul of a Harper. She wrote that. And then she wrote over half the songs for Don't Go Drinking with Hobbits. She wrote the entire album, lyrics for Pirates vs. Dragons. She has written several Brown Coat songs. She's amazing. And she was a longtime fan, soon become friend, then became a friend. And she's just wonderful. And I'm doing a show in honor of some of the songs she and I have written together. It's happening this Wednesday, June 24th. June 25th, I'll be at Tucker Brewing Company in Georgia. That's my second. In Tucker, Georgia, this is my second live show. And it's from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. Then June 27th, this Saturday, Quarantine Palooza on, I think it's on Facebook. This is with Sarah Donner, who is another geek musician. The 28th, I'm doing another live stream show with the Courtesan and the Cabin Boy over on Facebook. And then July 16th is the next Celt Father Live. July 18th, the Lost Druid. And of course, every Wednesday, I'm trying to do Coffee with the Celt Father as I am able. So, all right, well, support what you love. If you enjoy the music in the show, please show your support, buy music and merch, follow me on Spotify and tell a friend. You can also join the Gunrunners Club on Patreon. Your support funds my songwriting. It pays for the production and promotion of my music and this podcast. Your kindness pays for my time in producing this show. Plus, I'll take you behind the scenes every week with stories from the road, another podcast I do. You get it all for just as little as $5 per month. Learn more on Patreon. And a special thanks to our newest patrons, Thomas Brown, Quicksilver, and Chris Wilson. Thank you so much. Generous, generous support. We're going to finish up the show with Gollum Blues from my CD, What Color Is Your Dragon? Thank you, Sláinte.
Old Bilbo found a ring. It was the one ring of the Dark Lord. Bilbo found a ring. It was the one ring of the Dark Lord. Now I'm hunted by the schizo, call him Sméagol or Gollum. He's out of his gourd. Well, Sauron tortured Gollum, but the slimy runt got away. Sauron tortured Gollum, but the slimy runt got away. Now he's leading me to Mordor, wonders if Sam and I are gay. I got the psychopathic chronic schizophrenic Gollum blues. The psychopathic chronic schizophrenic Gollum blues. And it's me who don't betray me. Sound will make hobbits wear shoes. What a pity. At the gates of Mordor, Sméagol said there ain't no way. There ain't no way, my precious. At the gates of Mordor, Sméagol said there ain't no way.
Silly hobbit says, wonder Sméagol.
Said I'll take you to Shelob, she'll have a hobbit fillet. I got the psychopathic chronic schizophrenic Gollum blues. I got the psychopathic chronic schizophrenic Gollum blues. And a Sméagol don't betray me, cause I wanna make hobbit stew taste like chicken. Well, we climb Mount Doom, but the ring made me all whack out of my mind. Climb Mount Doom, but the ring made me all whack. Man, I don't know what I was thinking. So Gollum bit the ring off and did a swan dive in the crack.
Hansel!
I got the psychopathic chronic schizophrenic Gollum blues. The psychopathic chronic schizophrenic Gollum blues. And a Sméagol don't betray me, Samwise better learn some kung fu. I got the psychopathic chronic schizophrenic Gollum blues. The psychopathic chronic schizophrenic Gollum blues. And if Gollum will just betray me, I'll finally take that elven crew.
Songs Podcast is produced by Mark Gunn. To subscribe, go to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or to my website, where you can subscribe to my mailing list. I'll email you regular updates of new music and podcasts, special offers, and you'll get 19 songs for free. Welcome to the pub, pubsong.net.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.